Kerry Jennings, Rory Kennedy, welcome to the studios of Highland. That time of year again. Looking forward to the Donegal International Rally. You're welcome.
Thank you.
I suppose, first of all, Gary, you want to go a bit further than where you ended up last year. The first stage in Trento wasn't too kind to you, and particularly to the car. Mechanical failure ended a run which you had a lot of high hopes about, because the 2 years were going on as defending champions at the time.
Yeah, without a doubt. But I suppose an engine failure. But we were halfway through the stage, but we went on, got to the finish. But no, obviously nothing we could do. Should hold a piston. But yeah, it was very, very disappointing, I suppose, after spending 3 days recce and everything just to get one stage. But yeah, it probably give us a bit of incentive this year to go on and to finish the rally. You know, one thing, it's one thing to go out in the first stage, but it just shows, you know, you get through these 3 days as well.
Yeah. If we maybe go back to 2015, because you won your second Donegal title, Rory, it was a fourth for you. And that was a tremendous day, a history making day on that Sunday at the Mount Aragon. Was full of emotion as well. It's a special feeling for both of you.
Without a doubt, I think to win your home rally, no matter what the circumstances are, that's what it's all about. Like, it's a pinnacle really for rallying in Ireland at this level, you know. So we're delighted to do it. It was 2015. We had an almost perfect rally from the start. Everything fell into place, and Gary drove brilliantly, and the whole team worked brilliantly. And it was, it's a combination of all that leads to the success. And really, we hope to maybe try and do the same again. But it's hard to pull all them things together, you know. So hopefully, we'll be able to do that this year. And hopefully, more than anything, hopefully, we'll stay the course, and everybody will be there, and it'll be, you know, a proper race all the way to the finish line.
Yeah, because it was a special day for the two of you, because you've won the Group N in Donegal International. You've won numerous other events together, but the Donegal International, the two of you as a pair, the overall lead was one that sort of was missing from the list, wasn't it, Gare?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, the whole way through in my career, when Rory sat beside me, it was always one we wanted to win together, was Donegal, and to do it, and in 15 was fantastic. But then, you know, the opposite side last year was very disappointing, you know, to go start the rally and halfway through the first stage we knew we were at a rally, you know. So yeah, we went from a high to the lowest of lows. So we haven't done much this year, you know. We've done Galway, obviously won Galway, and we first second in Cavan a couple of weeks ago. So we really haven't done much seat time, you know. We had the Declan Gallagher on the Milkman on the radio today, just chatting about seat time being important. We haven't done much seat time other this year, so yeah, we're definitely going to be a bit of underdogs this year.
Yeah, but I'm saying that the other side, you know the roads well, you know the Donegal roads extremely well. Is there much of an advantage to the rest of the competitors, like, or is it such a big disadvantage not to have seat time? Because you know the car, yeah. You've had that car now for a number of years too, so you have gear.
Yeah, but everybody in the top 10 knows the roads very well down here. Yeah. You know, just looking down the list, anybody in the top 10 can win this rally. You know, Manus proved that last year, you know, fantastic. You know, Manus going very well. He's spent a while in a field and come back out and won the rally in the last stage. You know, a couple of years before that, it's nearly been whoever's led in the first day is trying to extend the lead, you know. But last year was a phenomenal rally, great to watch. I think I sat at home and watched it on Sunday and listened to it on the radio with yourselves, couldn't believe what was happening. So you know, it can go anyway this year. It's going to be a big, big battle.
Yeah. Is there less pressure on you this year then, Gary?
Yeah, definitely, you know. And running number one though, was very, very, to me, I felt it very done. I'd done it before, but just last year there was so much pressure, you know. Obviously we're in his favourites, but this year we've knocking his favourites and we can do what we want to do.
Yeah. Just a note on the entry, Rory, because a lot of events this year have suffered with the hike in insurance and the levies that have been put on clubs and competitors. But Donegal to the fore again, like almost 200 entries across the board for Donegal when the entry list was released. Yeah. And it just shows how strong an event this is and how important an event it is, not to the motorsport calendar but to the competitors, because this is the one they want to be in, Rory.
Yeah, I see, for sure. You know, and I think it's fair to say that most competitors in Ireland aspire to do the Donegal Rally. Like, it's one of those rallies that you got to get on your CV at some point, or people aspire to do that in all the variety of classes throughout the entry. You know, you look down through Class 7, which are the top cars, if you like, the World Rally cars and so on, and then the R5s, and then you go right down through the National Rally. It's incredible the amount of top drivers you have here. Everybody's here. The event is, it's an epic event anyway. Yeah. So, you know, the appeal that the Donegal Rally has, like, people will drop two or three other rallies to do this one in particular. So we're very lucky to have that, and it's great to have that sort of appeal.
Yeah. Let's go back to day one of the rally. You said the pressure's off you. In that sort of scenario, are you in a better place now to make a a bigger statement than the rest around you on the Friday and lay down a marker since those shackles are off you as defending champion?
I don't know about that, but I definitely feel more relaxed. You know, probably going into the rally more relaxed. A lot of, you know, that Friday morning when you're in David briefing, you know, there's a lot of pressure on you, but just this year I feel more relaxed, you know, as a whole. You know, thoughts did come across about not doing the rally about 10 weeks ago. My wife's looking for a conservatory in the house, so once I mentioned her, no, it was definitely a conservatory button hole and it was to do the rally. So, yeah, I feel a lot more relaxed, definitely. I don't know what it is. I think maybe it's just everything's just chilled out a bit this year, not much pressure, but I'm looking forward to Friday, then Saturday, and then Sunday's the big push, you know, if you can do anything. And usually people know if we do anything, we do it on Sunday morning and Glen, but it's good to see us run back to front this year. So, we reckon it today, and it's even nice back to the front. There's a very, very grippy surface out there.
Yeah. One of them stages, more detail, we're in just a second. But what about the car? Do you still have the same faith in that Subaru S12 that you've had this last few years, even though you haven't been out as much on?
No, without a doubt. You know, it's probably, the car is 10 year old. You know, we're not taking away from the car, but, you know, managed on it last year in a 12B. But obviously, you know, Declan and Donna have newer machinery along with the R5 car. But no, I still think if we can get reliable, we had Pro Drive over last week, just checking it over, just like an MOT, and everything seems okay. You know, Johnny Crozier and Robbie McGurk and the boys up in Armagh doing a great job of running the car. Really, it's been faultless. Last year was just an error. It was really a mapping issue we had. You know, it was just the wrong map and it just blew itself to bits. But you know, to be truthful, it was nothing to do with us. It was somebody we brought in from Europe, and he held his hands up, and we can't say nothing more about it.
It just shows you that the smallest thing can have such a big impact, Gary.
Without a doubt, you know, everything's computerised now, and if you put a digit in wrong, it's just lights out. But look, the man held up, he held his hand up, so it wasn't nobody's fault, only his. So look, we get on with it. We kept the car rebuilt. It seems good. I'm looking forward to it now.
No major changes, Rory, to the stages on Friday, but Saturday's the big day. Saturday's the long day, and if you guys are going to try and win another Donegal International, is that the day to make the big move Saturday morning early?
Oh gosh, you know, I really think for this rally, you know, even though it's a long 3-day event and so on, you've got to be on it right from the very beginning. Like in the first stage of the rally this year, there's half of the stage entirely new, has never been rallied before. Yeah. It's a complete deviation to last year. So, you know, the fact that the road's a bit is a brand new road that hasn't been used before makes it neutral. Like most drivers then obviously are just relying entirely on their pace notes. Like, and the other two stages on Friday are similar to what we've done before. The other stages throughout the rally are maybe reverse direction to previous years, but they're all very familiar to everybody. And I'm just looking at that entry list there. In the top five, there's four drivers who have won the rally previously. And there's Donna Kelly's only one in there that hasn't won it, and probably the most determined man out there to win it is Donna Kelly. Like, so I believe, you know, looking down the entry list, I believe Donna has a point to prove, and I expect him to be at the forefront from the very beginning too.
Yeah, because he was only 10 seconds off the pace when he went out in Cairn Hill last year, which wasn't a massive gap between him and Declan. They had a big fight at the front. We're waiting to see what Sam Moffat's going to do. He's leading the championship in the R5, and there's all sorts of rumours going around that he's going to come in the WRC. We're going to make no confirmation, no statement here what he's coming in, but he knows as well what it takes to win Donegal.
Oh, for sure, but I think Oisin now, Sam's leading the championship currently, the Tarmac Championship at the moment, and he's leading it quite well, and I'd be very surprised to see Sam here in anything other than the R5, to be honest with you. If it was a case that maybe he was further back in the championship and felt he hadn't a chance of winning it outright, then there's every chance he'd be here in the world car, but he's shown some great form all year. I think he's won four national rallies in the trot.
Yeah.
So he has, and he's driven the world car there, and he in the Circuit of Munster 2 weeks ago or last week, he beat both Declan and Donna there quite well, you know. So, but I really feel that he'd be here in his R5 car, you know.
Well, I'll put one to you. If I was to ask Donna Kelly, would he give up all the other victories that he has to win Donegal? He would drop it like that, no problem.
Oh,
and that's how much winning Donegal means to rally men in this country, and particularly in this county, Roar.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Donna has made no secret of that. He said it quite a lot. Like he said it to us a few times, Gary, in the past. You know, that he'd give them all up, and it would to get the Donegal title. And, you know, to look behind that, actually, most drivers would be the same. Like, you know, this is the one, really. You know, this rally's been in existence for I don't know many years. If you look down the roll of honour of the previous winners, there's some incredible names on there, and a lot of people, as I say, aspire to get on that.
Yeah. As Sunday's become a lot more, a lot of people have said in the past that Sunday's sort of the day that you drive home if you have a big advantage at the front. That wasn't the case last year, as we've seen Manus chase it down. Given that with, they've changed the stages about, they're doing them in reverse, they're going to start with Fanad instead of finishing. Well, is this going to add maybe more to the excitement that's there to bring it to such a dramatic finish again, do you feel, Rory?
Well, I would say not really. Like, I mean, once the stages are there, we go ahead and make our notes and do our preparation based on what you know, whatever stages, whatever the format of the rally is. I mean, and you know, it's different to last year and the previous year, but nevertheless, like, as far as we're concerned, we concentrate on the 5 or 10 meters of road that we see in front of us at any given time. Like, and you know, well, the stages or whatever direction they go is really immaterial to us, but nevertheless, you know, it's at the end of the last stage where it all counts, and you know, that's where it accumulates.
Let's talk about one on the rally then. You done it 2012, so you did, Gary, in the Subaru, and then along with Rory a couple of years ago in 2015. There's not too many drivers that have won this event three times.
Yeah.
What would it mean to you, given the year that you had so far, that you haven't had much seat time, if you were to pull it off and won Donegal again?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, I'm not into statistics, the big word, but like, if you think about it, yeah, I think we won it, then we come back and we were, obviously the road penalty that year, you know, we should have won that year, but we ended up, we come back to third, we were second the previous year, so we've always been inside the top three except for last year, over this last 4 or 5 years, so yeah, no, we're very consistent here. I think if we can get the car right, we can get dialed in, we'll not be far away, but yeah, to win it three times, to win it once was a dream come true, you know, to win it two was a step further, but you know, I don't know about three, it's going to be very, very tough, but look, we'll be definitely trying.
Yeah, it's now 22 years since the first one, is that right, Rory? It was 20 years when you won it in 15.
That's right,
so it's now,
right,
so it would be 22.
Yeah.
Can you get to that magic five?
Oh, here, I'm not thinking about that, to be honest, not even thinking about that at all. Hey, we just deal with each stage as it comes, and it's, we don't look any further than that, to be honest. If that happens,
but you still have the hunger and the desire for rallying that you had 20 years ago. Let's be honest about it, Rory. You're still as competitive as what you were back then.
Well, I'm very lucky. I'm very curious. Like, I have a very good driver and a very exciting driver and fans' favourite driver out there, you know, and like, every stage for us is fantastic. Like, and the enjoyment we get from that is unbelievable, and that's ultimately, that's why you do it, is you enjoy it, and it's your sport. It's your primary sport. We do all sorts of other sports as well, but really what we're committed to and we put everything into is the rally. Like, not the Donegal rally, and every other rally we also do, like, you know, we give the full commitment. But you know, to win it again, we bring in all the rest, but we're not really thinking about that. We just deal with each stage as it comes and see where that brings us to.
Okay, I know you like a lot of different sports, you boys. Cycling's one of your ones, Rory, as well. But what about the football? There's a match coming up, a charity game on Wednesday night, Drivers against the Navigators. Am I right in saying it's been a while since the Navigators have won? Or is it the other way about?
I don't think they've ever won it. Come on.
I'm afraid the co-drivers have never won it. The drivers have won it many's a time. But
has it been won fairly?
There's been a lot of controversy, and Conor Curley has a lot to account for now, but I'd like to stress that, like, that there's been a lot of dodgy decisions made and so on. But anyway, Oisin, on a serious note, the football this year, Drivers against the co-drivers, is in memory of Thomas McGuire, who's a co-driver that was very unfortunately and sadly killed in the Donegal rally back in the year 2000. And we do this to honour Thomas's memory, and always to try and remember him at this time, obviously. And this year we've gone a step further as well. Any money we raise will go towards the Donegal Down Syndrome. Danny McMenamin's charity. Danny's a great rally man, and he's a great man in regard to the Donegal Down Syndrome. So we're delighted and proud to support that worthy cause as well.
And that one kicks off at the Aura. What time?
No, it kicks off at the Stadium of Light in Ballyar.
Ballyar, sorry, you moved to Ballyar.
At 7:30 on Wednesday night, and I would appeal to everybody to come out and watch, and maybe we'll have a wee collection as well, so if anybody could contribute, we'd be delighted to accept
it'll
that.
It'll be a good evening's fun,
Brilliant.
And entertainment.
Brilliant.
So it's raining away here this weekend, on recce weekend. Is that the sort of... Was that what you like?
Without a doubt.
You want the wet, do you?
Yeah, you know, I think everybody knows we run on a Kumho tyre, which is completely different from anybody else. And I think when it gets wet or as misty, we get on a real good playing field. You know, if it's very dry, we just haven't got the rubber for the really dry weather. But see anything else, we can work with them on it. So yeah, but I must say a big thanks to all the sponsors. We have a new sponsor on this year, Paddy Crossan from the Orchard. So it's great. And he's been trying to get on this last couple of years, but we just Well, we've come to the negotiations last week, so it's great to have them on board as well with the rest of our local sponsors down here. We couldn't do without them, you know. Your CBM Signs, who would be sticking in my car, I'd say, middle of the night and Thursday night, as usual. Devers Hyundai, you know, he's obviously trying to get us an R5 car, but it just hasn't happened yet. And Highland Bakery, and all them boys pull together and get us to come down here and enjoy the weekend. And it's about enjoyment. It's about bringing people down. It's about getting money gathered down here. It's about, even this weekend, you know, I was in a hotel today and they can't do enough for us this morning. You know, they're booked out from this time last year. That's what it's about. It's bringing money to the economy, and that's what we want.
Yep. Gentlemen, many thanks for coming in after your recce today. I see the sun starting to come through the window behind me. Gary, you want to see the end of that. But listen, we're all looking forward to Donegal next weekend, and all we can do is wish the two of you boys the best of luck next weekend on another international.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Cheers.